Well, hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think I've got a great program lined up for you. I'm back in the regular Free FM studio now, my home studio, sitting there wondering why it's not being used, but the Waikato area is back into, almost back into level two now, and loosening up just a little bit, and I'm allowed back into the studio, which I think is good news because I like working from the studio. We're going to get right into it and kick off the show. A band called New Blue, an album that was put out in 2010 called Nights, and they do some great bluegrass music. They consist of banjo Levi Austin, bass Carolyn Ruth, fiddle Greg Luck, guitar Daniel Ruth, and mandolin Kendall Gates. Some lovely music, some original music, and some carefully chosen music, and sound good. Here's a tune called In and Out of Love.
Do-si-do, lead or follow, I don't know. Could this first dance be our last? My hopes and dreams are fading fast. In and out of love, waiting for the fall. This time I thought I'd see which way.
Some great singing there from New Blue. We'll hear from them a little bit later in the program as well. Right now we're going to hear from Audie Blaylock and Redline, and the album was called The Road That Winds, and the track that I've chosen to play for you is Where the Wild River Rolls. We got Audie Blaylock playing guitar and Patrick McAvenue playing fiddle and mandolin, Reed Jones playing bass and Evan Ward on banjo. Sort of one of a contemporary sounding bluegrass band that makes some real nice music. Pretty impassioned bluegrass there from Audie Blaylock and Redline. You're listening to Free FM 89.0. I'm Paul Trenwith and I'm hosting Back Porch Bluegrass for you. Well, I had a wonderful parcel arrive just a week or so ago, and when I opened it up, it was a book and a CD with a lovely letter inside it. And I tell you, I was delighted to receive this, that it's from Ray Reckenberg of Hamilton, Ohio. And he sent me the CD Industrial Strength Bluegrass and the book that accompanies it, all about bluegrass in the Cincinnati and Dayton, Middletown, Ohio area, southwestern Ohio. And what a center centre of bluegrass it was, and some great music came out of there. And the album won the 2021 IBMA Album of the Year Award, and I've looked at it several times on the county sales catalogue and never quite pressed the button to purchase it. I was so pleased to get it, and the book is absolutely fascinating. I'm working my way through it, so thank you, Ray, for the many hours of pleasure you've already given me. Well, of course, the album is great, produced by Joe Mullins of the Radio Ramblers. His dad was one of the people playing music around that area in the 1940s and 50s, and many great bluegrasses came out of that area. We're going to hear a little bit about them. The album, of course, is a masterpiece, and some wonderful recordings and great gatherings of musicians. And we only have time for just a couple of them. We're going to hear two songs. The first one is from Vince Gill and his band. It's a put-together band. No, the first one's not from Vince Gill and his band. The second one's from Vince Gill. The first one is from Larry Caudle. This is Larry Caudle, the lead vocal, Ben Isaacs on bass, Sierra Hull on mandolin, Josh Williams on guitar, Lincoln Hensley on banjo, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, and Josh Swift on resophonic guitar. And it's a song written by Tom T. Hall. And he's a great songwriter. He'd been commissioned by Armco to write a song about his Middletown works, and the company wasn't entirely pleased with the song that he wrote, because it's quite a great story in the rolling mills of Middletown. It was the B-side of the classic Old Dogs, Children and Watermelon Wine, and it also came out on the Storyteller album of Tom T. Hall's. So here's Larry Caudle singing this classic song, and it's all about Middletown. After that, we're going to hear one of the first tunes that Flattened Scruggs recorded in the Middletown area. That's Baby Blue Eyes, and that's got Vince Gill singing lead, doing a great job too. So enjoy from Industrial Strength Bluegrass. Thanks, Ray Reckenberg, for sending it to me. Here's some great music.
The rolling mills of Middletown roll on, roll on, roll on. I knew him well, old friend of mine from down Kentucky way. We had some high good times, my friend, back in our younger days. I knew he shouldn't marry any woman quite that wide. Then later on I learned that she had been expecting a child. He got a job at making steel and bought himself a home where the rolling mills of Middletown roll on. Them steel mills, boys, and he made quite a bit. He worked all night, she shopped all day, bought everything that fit. A helper on the BOF, 3,000 degrees and around. His wife was just about that hot in the bars of old Middletown. Of course he was the last to know. Oh, but listen to my song. While the rolling mills of Middletown roll on, roll on, roll on. On his turn, said cool down number two. And he told my friend to go on home as soon as he was through. He stopped into a little bar to have a good cold beer. His woman and and someday turn guy were dancing closely there. Oh, I knew him well, and in his mind there must have been a storm. While the rolling mills of Middletown roll on, roll on, roll on, they say he never spoke a word, just turned and walked away. And no one knows exactly what took place that fateful day. Some say they saw him near the tracks at furnace number one, with heat so hot the hubs of hell would seem just barely warm. Well, they never saw my friend again. Did he do something wrong? While the rolling mills of Middletown, Ohio, roll on,
of that song from Vince Gill, and it's a Flatt & Scruggs classic. It was actually the first tune they recorded in Cincinnati. Cincinnati really should have been the music city. You know, Nashville took the title, but so much good music came out of that area. I can recommend to you also a book called King of Queen City, written by John Hartley Fox, great country music and bluegrass author, and it's about King Records, and we're going to hear just a little bit more about them later on. Meanwhile, let's listen to a Kentucky fiddle player called Kenny Baker with the tune Grey Eagle. Thanks, Kenny. Some great fiddle playing going on there that I hope you enjoyed. We're talking before about recording in King Records in Cincinnati, so I thought now's the time to play a Stanley Brothers tune they recorded for King. They did a whole bunch of albums, and their second album was Hymns and Sacred Songs, and they did some wonderful material on that album. And so this is 1959, Stanley Brothers. Carter was in great voice, Ralph was in great voice playing banjo, Al Elliott on mandolin, George Shuffler was playing bass for them still, and Chubby Anthony was playing fiddle. They had a good band and a great vocal sound, and here they are doing a gospel tune from the Hymns and Sacred Songs. It's called Are You Afraid to Die? Classic bluegrass from the Industrial Strength Bluegrass area, Southwest Ohio.
Take care of me. If I said if I
be lifted up,
be lifted up,
I'll bring joy,
joy, joy
to your soul.
Some great gospel music from the Stanley Brothers there. Don't they do it well? Really heartfelt stuff there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're the big store in Hamilton, New Zealand. Sell you anything you need to do with music, from guitars to keyboards to drum kits. You probably don't need a drum kit if you're trying to get started in bluegrass music. And mandolins and fiddles, strings, picks, manuscript books, how to play books, everything you could need. And great staff. They are all musicians. They know how to help you, and they know the sort of things that you need. So go and see Shearer's Music. They've been supporting the needs of musicians around Hamilton since the mid-1960s and doing a great job of it. Oh, we are going to hear another song from New Blue now, and this one's with Carolyn Ruth singing lead. It's a song called Try to Catch the Wind. The band New Blue, and the tune was Try and Catch the Wind. Well, it's getting close to Christmas, only about 4 or 5 weeks to Christmas now, and feels really weird here in New Zealand. In my area, we're just coming out of level 3.2 restrictions for movement around the area. We've been confined to our local area, just trying to halt the spread of this COVID-19. All you people in Auckland, level 3, I really feel bad for you. You've been there for about 3 months, and it's just awful up there. The rest of New Zealand is being relatively free. And as from tomorrow, we are going to have a lot more freedom as well. But meanwhile, the shops need your help. So go out and buy something for Christmas. Buy things for all your grandkids and your brothers and your sisters and your sons and daughters and or anyone you can think of, because it's really going to help our retailers. And may I recommend that you buy a book if you're in New Zealand called Cover Story by Steve Brawnius, great author, and it's about his love affair with the covers of old LPs. And I'm delighted to say that I got involved in a couple of them. There's 100 LPs showing, and one of them was the cover of the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, where we're playing on a barge moored in the Waikato River at Narrawahia, just north of Hamilton here. And the other one is a picture of Colleen and myself for our first gospel music album. And he really enjoyed that album and what the photo showed and how it described the album. So it's a great book. I read it last night and I was absolutely excited to be part of a wonderful thing like that. So buy that for someone in your family. It comes as a recommendation from me. 2020 was a real weird year, because that was when we got hit with COVID-19. But one of the high points of it for me and my two boys, Sam and Tim, and friend Keith McMillan, was when we got to play music with Caroline Jones, an American country star who spent some months in New Zealand as part of the America's Cup entourage that came to try and take the America's Cup from us New Zealanders. Her boyfriend was one of the key sailors in that team. But Caroline played some music and she wanted to do some bluegrass style music. So she got in touch with me and I got my boys together and we went up. She wanted to do a recording. When we got to the studio, we had no idea what we were going to play. And after shuffling through a few Christmas songs, which she wanted to do, we chose a couple of them. And I'm going to play them for you. I think I did last year as well. But Christmas songs are meant to be played at Christmas time, aren't they? Here is the song, Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths. The song is Silver Bells. Incidentally, if you're a bit of a hunter out of interesting things on your computer, look up Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, the Raglan Sessions. That's R-A-G-L-A-N, the Raglan Sessions. And that's a mini concert that we did on a clifftop overlooking the Tasman Sea, which is between us and Australia, on an amazing afternoon. And you get an idea of what Caroline's like and what me and my boys are like too. We did some great music there. But here's a Christmas song for you, and it's one called Silver Bells.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. There's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, needing smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
version. She was such fun to play with, and we really miss her. She's back in the USA now, just put out a new album, as far as I know, and she was an absolute delight to work with, and I think she really enjoyed working with us too. Silver Bells from Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, telling you that it's almost Christmas time in the city, and you better go out and start spending. Let's hear from another New Zealander banjo player, Catherine Bonus, with her band Mile 12. Evan Murphy on guitar, Bronwyn Keith Hines on fiddle, David Benedict on mandolin, Nat Sabat on bass. Catherine Bonus is a stunningly good banjo player. You can see her on Deering Banjos, where they have interviews with some top banjo players. IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, I think she was. If not, she's very close to it. And here's a tune from their album Onwards. It's an instrumental called Wikwa. Take it away, Catherine. Picking there from Catherine Bonus, and what a hot band. The best thing is they all match each other's styles. What, no one sounds the slightest bit out of place. They just all beautifully reflect the music of the others, and that's the band Miles 12. See if you can find an album of theirs and listen to it. Well, one of the first bands that influenced my bluegrass music was a band called the Dillards, and we listened to their Live Almost LP and to just about wore it out, and then their Back Porch Bluegrass LP, and then Picking and Fiddling with Byron Berline, and then Copperfields, and then Wheat Straw Sweet. We just loved their music, and it wasn't until about 2000 that an album came out, the Dillards, a long time ago, and the album is really called The First Time Live, because it was the first time that they played a live concert in the format that we then knew them as. Mitch Jane on bass, Dean Webb on mandolin, Doug Dillard on five-string banjo, and Rodney Dillard on guitar. And they did a concert at a local university, and they got a fantastic reception, and they thought, hey, this is good fun, we ought to keep doing this. And they did, and I am glad that they did. But here is a track from that concert way back in 1962, and the track I've chosen is Old Man at the Mill, which is one of their songs, quite typical in some ways of what they do, and Rodney Dillard's unique voice, and their playing is just great. Their harmonies, everything was right. They did a fine job. Here's Old Man at the Mill from the Dillards in 1962.
This next song that we wanted to do, I think you'll like it, at least I hope you will. It's called The Old Man at the Mill.
Same old man living at the mill, the mill turns around of its own free will. Hanging in the hopper and the other in the sack, ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Out sailing now with his head all wide, lonesome day and a lonesome night. Thought I heard a pretty girl say, good old man ain't sleep next day.
Same old man living at the mill, the mill turned around of its own free will. Hanging in the hopper and the other in the sack, ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Some very early Dillards for you. We were familiar with the later version of that song recorded in a studio that sounded a bit more professional, but the energy of that first song was just great. Well, I was talking to my good friend Bruce O'Hara in Tamworth, Australia, and he reminded me of a vinyl album that I had called the Bluegrass Carnum. Called the Bluegrass Cardinals Sunday Morning Singing, great gospel album, and some good tracks on there that he suggested it was time I played on the show again. And I listened to it and I thought, oh, that brings back so many memories. They really did a fine job. And the Bluegrass Cardinals were David Palmley, lead and rhythm guitar and lead vocals, Don Palmley, his dad, on banjo and vocals, and I had a very early banjo record from Don Palmley too, fine player. Tim Smith Smith on fiddles, Ernie Sykes on bass and vocals, and Norman Wright mandolin, and he played lead guitar occasionally. This album was produced by Lance LeRoy and recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. Lance LeRoy played worked with Bill Monroe a lot, of course. And Bluegrass Cardinals did a fine album with some wonderful songs on it, and I've selected Sunday Morning Singing. David does the lead, Don the baritone, and Norman the tenor. Have a listen.
See that old church house, the sigh of relief would come. The whitewashed rocks lined the pathway, which in those days I guess was a star. But once inside the doorway, the journey always seemed worthwhile. I'd slide up close to mama as the choir began to stand, and all eyes rest on the man up front with the Bible in his hand. Sunday morning singing, oh, whatever happened to the day when a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away. Shake when Reverend Buck let go, and though he'd not move a foot from the spot, he'd always step on some toes. The service seemed to last 4 hours, and everyone there was drained. Then he'd call out page 349, and we'd all join in the refrain. Sunday morning singing, oh, whatever happened to the day when a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away. When a tender hand and a simple song would carry all my troubles away.
Oh, nice to hear them again, isn't it? Bluegrass Cardinals with that smooth harmony, wonderful lead voice of David Parmley. Let's hear from Audie Blaylock and Redline again. There's an instrumental called Cousin Sally Brown, played with Patrick McAvenue on the fiddle. And who else is in the band? Let me open this up again, just remind me. Yeah, Patrick McAvenue playing fiddle and mandolin, Reed Jones on bass, Evan Ward on banjo, Audie Blaylock on guitar, Cousin Sally Brown. Great thing to do, write an instrumental for your cousin. Well, I'd like to extend a big greeting to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and those in Canada and those in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio there, as well as the people on all the podcasts. And I only sort of found out about the Apple podcasts just recently too, and I'm sorry I can't reply to you. For anybody who wants the running list of this show, it's now being posted on a special Facebook page by my oldest son Jeremy, and you need to look for Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, and you will see the running list that I prepare every week for the show, just so you can find out again what albums the tunes came from. We're just about at the end of the show, so thanks for tuning in. There's no better way to take it out than another tune from Industrial Strength Bluegrass. And this tune's got a real history with me as well as with Industrial Strength Bluegrass. Jim Lauderdale is a great singer and guitarist and does some quite quirky music. The band High Fidelity is, of course, one of my favourites. And they're doing a Reno and Smiley tune called Barefoot Nelly. And this is a real fun tune. It was one of the first tunes that the Hamilton County ever recorded. And we actually did it on TV in New Zealand. And it was fun to play. And we just really enjoyed doing it. It even got in the Loxene Gold Disc Awards of about 1969, I think it was, or 1968. Great tune written by Don Reno, Red Smiley, and it was their version recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio on King Records that made it popular, and there's no better way to take it out. Here's Barefoot Nelly, Jim Lauderdale, High Fidelity. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. See you later.
Head pickled, sitting on a limb. Ma said chicken, but Nelly got him. Wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen. Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
huh?
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me. Walking in a lot, makes three tracks and just one dot. Nelly said, who you think I am? That hog's missing about one ham. Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
huh?
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me. Town one day, riding on a load of hay, sold a man a trip to Mars. Now she sits behind the bars. Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
huh?
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me.
Sunday dress, thought that it would look the best. Laid out of an old feet sack, four feet wrote right on the back.
Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
home,
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me. Nellie's got a pair of shoes and she can wear them if she choose. So why the heck she got the blues? Who wants to wear a size 22?
Hey, Barefoot Nelly,
who?
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me. Hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
who?
Barefoot Nelly,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly,
you're the one for me. Hey,